This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The clock is ticking to get aid to Ukraine. This week, President Biden called Republicans extreme in an attempt to get his funding approved.
Extreme Republicans are playing chicken with our national security, holding Ukraine's funding hostage with their extreme partisan border policies. Petty, partisan, angry politics can't get in the way of our responsibility as a leading nation in the world.
Republicans are opposed to passing the measure unless Democrats agree to border policy changes now that 12,000 immigrants a day are entering the United States illegally. Axios is reporting University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is being asked to resign by the board of Penn's Wharton Business School. A wealthy donor pulled a $100 million gift to the school, citing McGill's appearance on Capitol Hill this week, talking about school policy on anti-Semitism as the main reason. Baghdad, Iraq's heavily fortified green zone housing the U.S. Embassy, was targeted with several rockets at dawn this morning, Baghdad time. Two security sources talking with Reuters say it was not clear where the rockets had hit and whether there was any damage. No group immediately claimed responsibility. President Biden's son, Hunter, is facing federal tax charges. Special Counsel David Weiss is charging Biden with 9 counts, including 3 felonies. Prosecutors accuse Biden of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 through 2019. A 28-year-old man is facing federal charges after firing shots outside an Albany, New York synagogue yesterday. It happened hours before the start of Hanukkah. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul says no one was injured when the unidentified man allegedly fired shots while making threatening statements in the parking lot of Temple Israel. The location is also a preschool center. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A big storm is set to impact the eastern half of the United States this weekend. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, strong winds, and some snow may affect millions. It'll start to take shape today and really get going tomorrow. It's predicted the weather will stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Canadian border. Presidential candidate Donald Trump attended his New York civil trial yesterday.
On the way into the courthouse, Trump again said he's done nothing wrong.
There were no victims. The bank loves us. The bank testified. They love us. We did absolutely nothing wrong. We never even defaulted.
Trump is set to testify on Monday as the last witness in the defense case. The New York Attorney General's office, under Letitia James, is pursuing a lawsuit against the Trumps and the Trump Organization, alleging the inflation of financial statements by billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October by engaging the engine fire extinguishers has been released from custody. Joseph Emerson's wife, Sarah.
A hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, for the pilots, for the flight attendants.
Emerson is being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and one count of endangering an aircraft. Today is officially National Brownie Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The former minister for women's affairs in Afghanistan has announced that the world has abandoned Afghanistan. Since the Taliban took over, world leaders have been confused on how to help those left to fend for themselves in the war-torn nation. While many may feel abandoned, the Tide Ministry cares deeply and is working to get the gospel to the next generation in Afghanistan through radio. Broadcasting gospel content into Afghanistan in the Dari and Pashto languages enables people to hear and understand the gospel in their own language. It may take time for the gospel seeds planted through these radio programs to come to fruition, but we anticipate them blossoming into hope in the hearts of spiritually hungry people throughout Afghanistan. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, like we said, not a great week for the Biden family, huh? Here we've got Hunter being indicted, looking at 17 years in prison, like that will happen. But it makes some headlines, and, maybe some people think, okay, well, maybe there might be some justice after all, but don't get too excited. You know what's going to happen and how that's going to play out. And Joe Biden, House unveiled a resolution yesterday to formalize their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. And a move aimed at giving the GOP-led committees more firepower to look into his family's business dealings as lawmakers search for evidence of wrongdoing, which the president insists they're all lies. They're just liars. What do you think, huh? I'm telling you, it's, this is real. I mean, this just yet, as we were talking, it's just another episode. So stay tuned. More episodes to follow. John Fleetwood, the political commentator, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Not a boring moment with all this stuff going on with the Bidens, huh? I mean, I'm waiting for Saturday Night Live to do a skit on this. I mean, this is, you know, if they can even handle it, because we were talking earlier. The one thing about the left, it's easy to identify. You know, somebody could, you know, play out the funniest joke ever, and the people that are not laughing are those on the left. They have no sense of humor, you know?
Sad. Yeah, I mean, this Hunter thing, I mean, yeah, like, credit where credit's due. There's these 90 charges. They got them for what? Evasion of taxes, failure to file or pay taxes, false, fraudulent tax returns. These indictments, they detail a 4-year scheme to avoid his $1.4 million tax obligations. But it's like they're getting him on taxes. I mean, what about all this stuff with Ukraine? I'm just hoping there's something bigger coming, no, Bill?
Well, but that's going to be tied in with Joe Biden if it sticks at all, But they'll get him on some, what do they call it? The Foreign Agency Act, which they got Paul Manafort on. They might add that to it, but it's interesting. Here we are 3 years down the road. I think, I had a conversation with Miranda Devine at the time when she came out with her book about the laptop from hell. And I said, this is a tax problem. She goes, oh, no. He paid his taxes. I go, I'm telling you, this thing reeks of tax problems. You got a guy who is full-blown addicted on everything, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And you think that he's going to stay on top of his taxes? I'm telling you, this is like Al Capone or somebody else. I mean, they'll go after and figure it out. And, of course, they got away with two of the biggest years because that expired, right? So 2012 to 2014 where it was said that he made the lion's share of his income, as best we can tell right now. God only knows, with all these shell companies offshore and this complicated accounting situation, that anybody that has to do, is, you know, been involved with banking, you know, sees this, because it looks like a duck, talks like a duck. They know it's a duck, but because you're talking politics and you're talking the First Family, you know, short of getting Joe Biden to admit to something, which isn't going to happen, you know, because that's what cons do. They always stay with a con, and they're not going to give it up. And, you know, Hunter's going to take one for the team. And who knows? I mean, you know, I was mentioning to Liz, you know, this could be a situation where we parlay, you know, a situation where they let go of Donald Trump and they exonerate Donald Trump and, you know, in exchange for exonerating Hunter.
Oh.
And, you know, maybe there's a play here. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Like a hostage negotiation.
Yeah, just like a hostage negotiation.
A hostage swap. Or
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you got one guy who's definitely a criminal, and you're giving up a hostage, you know, just like in Israel with Hamas right now. It's just so ridiculous. But here we've got a number in the country here that cannot see the forest through the trees. They're so emotionally locked in that, they play the victim card, and suddenly Hamas is the victim. And these were the people. I mean, it's like it took 8 weeks. Benjamin Netanyahu, I don't know, he really went after the UN and really all women around the world saying, wait a minute, it's been 8 weeks here. And we had Jewish women that were raped, brutally raped, which is, oh, yeah, by the way, a serious war crime. Okay. They were brutally raped, dragged naked through the streets of Gaza, and nobody says anything. But I would have taken a step further, because I said nobody said anything, including the Palestinians that were there cheering this on. So I'm sorry. You know, some of my persuasion and my perspective about the Palestinians is such that you have to hold it in context and realize that 80% of them voted for Hamas to be their government. So this was a willful acceptance. We know how they feel about Jews. And guess what? It's not just Jews here in America. We're next. All right. And we already know we have Hamas operatives, according to inside information. And you can check this out for yourself, John. They're saying that there's at least 20, at least, count them, 20 cells, Hamas cells, within the United States, even as you and I are talking right now.
Yeah, and I don't understand why we can't all agree. This should just be unanimous that the harming of others intentionally and maliciously is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so hard. I mean, even if you're against Israel for whatever reason, the left is, because they see Israel as, you know, a Western, you know, colonizer, and the left just hates everything Western and anything colonial, so that's why they hate Israel. Even if you're kind of for the Palestinians and them having their own state, can we all agree that an organization like Hamas should not be harming others intentionally? No one should be doing that. I don't understand why that.
Well, they shouldn't
be agreed on.
They shouldn't be part of civilization. Full stop. I don't care. Hezbollah, the Houthis, I mean, people that want to do this kind of evil and damage should not be part of civilization. So it requires the civilized world to take a stand and come against it. Unfortunately, it's been so prejudiced. I mean, look at the numbers there at the United Nations, John. How many people are against Israel for the actions that they're taking? You know, I got to tell you, it just drives me nuts to see what Joe Biden and the administration and Anthony Blinken, you know, trying to orchestrate and conduct this war. That they don't have any skin in this, really, in a sense. I mean, it's not their kids. It's not their families that got attacked. And to me, you know, to your point exactly, this is so clear cut, but it requires, you know, as the book of Hebrews says, it requires maturity. You have to have some level of maturity to understand the difference between good and evil. And it's clear that our world is rather retarded, John, when it comes to that.
If anybody put themselves in the shoes of someone who is being attacked by anyone, mm-hmm. they're going to be against that.
Exactly. So got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from John Fleetwood after this.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. I'll give you that. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm ornery because, look, I care about our country. I see what's happening. I see how we have let go of principles for the sake of, I think it was Omar had said, the congresswoman, you know, it's all about the Benjamins, right? And I was just talking with John Fleetwood off the air about, you know, the things that have influenced the psychographics and the perspective of these kids on campus. and how we've imported hatred. We've imported hatred on the wave of all this foreign money that's coming in, that Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books have provided for us. I mean, billions upon billions of dollars going into these universities, John. And it's no doubt that it impresses them. It influences them to such a degree that they're afraid to even stand up against these kids, because if they do, then they'll lose that money. That, I mean, that tells you how much money we're talking about, how much influence on these presidents of these longstanding universities that they're kowtowing to this influence that is anti-American.
Yeah, and this is proving that the modern American university is not about educating young Americans. It's about indoctrinating them.
Of course.
It's not about teaching young Americans how to think, understanding logic and reason and rhetoric, being able to break down an argument. It's about teaching them. It's not about teaching them how to think. It's about teaching them what to think. And it's about who has given this university the most money. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but these kids don't deal with the money thing. They're just getting indoctrinated, because they'll find, you know, as they find out that, hey, you've been worked, you know, you've been sold out. And on top of that, you paid for it because you've got tuition debt on your hands that you paid for, just to add insult to injury, for your orientation, your reorientation, the fundamental transformation of the country that Barack Obama talked about. Guess what? You're right in that net. And you're being fundamentally transformed. You see, and as if that's not bad enough, we have, you know, in round numbers, okay, just as a broad net, 40% of the country that is so controlled by the Democratic Party in one form or another, a government job, a government paycheck, entitlements, all that, that no matter what happens, no matter how silly it gets, and obvious that it is, that how much pain everybody's in, they're not about to get off that rock, because that Democratic rock is what has served them all these years. They were told and have been convinced and conditioned to think that if it wasn't for the Democratic Party, they wouldn't get their money. So you can't have Donald Trump. Donald Trump is evil. He's anti-democratic. And you go, okay, well, help me understand. What is your idea and your definition of democracy, right? Can anybody ask that question of Joe Biden, who wants to say that that Donald Trump will destroy democracy? And then, of course, Trump has fun with them, right? Don't you know these guys? Their lips are, they're so easy to gaff, and he's been toying them forever. He says, I'll be a dictator, you know, for one day. And didn't we tell you? We told you he was going to be a dictator. He pronounced it from his lips. He said he's going to be a dictator. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, see, this is what we talked about. The left doesn't have a sense of humor. They don't even know it when they're being made fun of. And Donald Trump just does it. And it's just like Joe Scarborough and Mika, you know, they go crazy. It's just hysterical watching them go nuts.
Yeah, that Trump is anti-democratic is hilarious. I mean, he's for voter integrity. He's for giving everyone that's the bedrock of democracy. Mm-hmm. And really, it's sort of the most significant form of democracy in America, in my opinion, is the fact that we can vote, because we are not, America's not a democracy. And that startles some people, but it's really only younger generations who this startles, millennials and younger, right. Maybe some Gen Xers, because the older generations, the baby boomers and older, they understand that America is a constitutional republic. We're founded on a constitution that sets our laws, and we're a republic. We have representatives who we vote for, who then go and vote for us, and they defend
such, you know, said laws, right? I mean, that's the idea.
Absolutely.
That's how it's supposed to work.
That's how it should work. So we're not a democracy, and I can't stand it when people say that, even though we do have an aspect of democracy in that we get to vote. But who's the president or presidential candidate right now who is for voter integrity, who is for bolstering and supporting the one aspect of the American government and political system that is democratic. It's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, exactly. It's not even a close race. You're exactly right. Well said. And John, the other, go ahead.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, in interrupting you, I messed myself up and lost my thought. So I don't know if I lost your thought too. So you know, sometimes you got to be careful. You get so excited talking about this, but you know, just like you said. Donald Trump is the one, and also I never heard Joe Biden ever declare that the government was going to go back into the hands where it rightfully belonged, and that's in the hands of we the people. And if you remember, that was very much a part of, of the president, I'm talking Trump's inauguration speech, right? That we were returning the government back into the hands where it belonged, in the hands of we the people. But you know, he needed more time and he needed better alliances in which to do this. And even if he is elected in 2024, you know, the seriousness of cleaning up this mess. I mean, the deep state is so deep rooted that it's going to take an incredible amount of alliances in order to upend and root out all this evil that has corrupted the government and compromised this constitutional republic.
Yeah, I hope he's learned his lesson that you can't just set up people to be your advisor because they have some form of tenure, because they have some semblance of, you know, being some kind of veteran in some industry. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best person for the job. And Trump, in a lot of respects, and I'm for Trump. I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to, you know, encourage other people to vote for Trump. But where he failed, obviously, Operation Warp Speed, and with the vaccines. But look who he set up. He let Fauci run that. Full stop. Despite his horrible history.
Well, it was Fauci, and well, don't forget, it's Fauci and Mike Pence. Okay, Mike Pence was, he was the czar of that. He was put in charge of that. And so it was delegated to Mike Pence. So where was Mike Pence in understanding and discerning that Fauci was not a good guy? This is the thing that's so difficult, John, about, because the bureaucracy is so big. And the networks of this bureaucracy that is evil and that is anti-American is so well entrenched. I mean, it takes not only the nerve of a Donald Trump, but it takes more Donald Trumps, more warriors to go in and to take this on. He can't do this by himself.
That's true. And there aren't a lot of, I mean, just look at the politicians. I mean, can you name any politicians, any, you know, representatives or senators that you have 100%, you know, faith in? I mean, you like guys like a Rand Paul, like Senator, you know, Johnson, Matt Gaetz is great, MTG, Boebert, but it's really a short list of people in politics who I even want on my team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, one of the questions you brought up, and we're running out of time here, but I'm going to pose it anyway, is how many FBI agents were embedded in the crowd on January the 6th? Mike Johnson, of course, says releasing the tapes, faces are covered up. There's some controversy there. It's like, why? They've already been out there. The FBI knows who they are. But nonetheless, we'll get to, you know, 1,000 more hours or so of the footage, and stay tuned for details.
The one on the couch, you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to get aid to Ukraine. This week, President Biden called Republicans extreme in an attempt to get his funding approved.
Extreme Republicans are playing chicken with our national security, holding Ukraine's funding hostage to their extreme partisan border policy. Petty, partisan, angry politics can't get in the way of our responsibility as a leading nation in the world.
Republicans are opposed to passing the measure unless Democrats agree to border policy changes now that 12,000 immigrants a day are entering the United States illegally. Axios is reporting University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is being asked to resign by the board of Penn's Wharton Business School. A wealthy donor pulled a $100 million gift to the school, citing McGill's appearance on Capitol Hill this week, talking about school policy on anti-Semitism as the main reason. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
America, welcome. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You ready to think outside the box this holiday season? We got some fun, festive ways to connect with family outdoors during the holidays with Jessica Turner, the author and lifestyle blogger, is going to be joining us here in just a few seconds. So when we think about the holiday season, many of our typical activities happen inside of our home, right? Well, between baking cookies, family meals, around the dining room table, curling up by the fireplace on a cold night. Oh, does that sound good? Gathering on the couch to watch movies or simply relaxing and enjoying time off from work and school. We spend a lot of family time indoors during the holiday season, but this year, spice up your holiday routine by adding a few outdoor activities that the entire family can enjoy together. This is why Jessica is here to help us appreciate some creative ideas. The renowned lifestyle blogger herself, she joins us now. Jessica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so why is it so important to incorporate some outdoor activities during the chilly holiday season?
Well, like you said, we spend so much time inside during the holidays, but I think expanding our activities to include some joy by going outside, experiencing the cool weather, experiencing the lights and the decoration and time together outside really just helps create new, fresh memories for your family this season.
You know, I got to tell you, Jessica, you know, I think about, you know, the Christmas season and, you know, and I've been fortunate, I guess, in so many ways. I grew up in Southern California and the weather was pretty much the same. And the first time I went to New York and experienced outside and snow and, you know, all the elements that the traditional Christmas, you know, that, you know, can sometimes, you know, remind us of, I think the cold weather does that. I mean, it kind of reminds us that it is Christmas, and it's hard sometimes with, you know, because I've been in Hawaii for Christmas, Southern California, you know, because of sunshine and that, and there's just something missing when you don't have a little bit of cold. I'm just saying.
I hear you. I grew up in Wisconsin, and now I live in Nashville, and it certainly doesn't get as cold and snowy in Nashville as it did when I was growing up. So I understand what you're saying, but I think regardless of where you live, we spend a lot of time inside during the holidays. So many traditions are built around indoor activities. And so today I'm really excited to talk about an outdoor activity that's very holiday and is going to bring a lot of joy to families, I think.
Okay, unwrap it for us.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about AskSanta.app. So this is a website that you can go to on your smartphone. It was created by Niantic, which are the creators of Pokemon Go, and it is a way for you to interact directly with a digital Santa. So this is really cool for kids. You go outside, you put in AskSanta.app into your phone, and then point your phone at the sky, and Santa is going to beam down right to where you are. I'll never forget my kids' faces when Santa was right there on the sidewalk in front of us. And then you can tap the little microphone and start asking questions. And those are those holiday questions that kids often ask, like, who's your favorite reindeer? What's your favorite cookie? What do you wear when you're not in your red suit, Santa? You know, those types of questions that curious minds that kids have want to know. And you're going to get to do this while enjoying the outdoors and enjoying this really cool experience on your phone.
You're kidding me. I mean, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine? I mean, you do this and not only are you going to have all your kids in your house, but you're going to have all the other kids in the neighborhood coming out too, right?
It is really, really cool. The technology is fantastic. My kids have already been wanting to do it multiple times and asking kind of questions. And I think that's something else that's really special about it is that it is something that you can enjoy throughout the holiday season. It isn't something that you can just do once. You can do it every time you go outside. It reminds me a lot of the movie Santa Claus, where the little boy, you know, shakes his snow globe and Santa comes right to him and is like, hey, bud, what did you need? You know, anytime you can go to that URL on your phone outside, you're going to be able to access Santa and ask him some questions.
And you know, age appropriateness, you know, I guess, you know, for all, and I bet adults want to nudge in and ask Santa a question or two as well, right?
Absolutely. The questions are geared for kids, and it was developed for kids to ask questions. So those questions that you're going to want to be asking Santa are those that questions, you know, kids around the ages of 11 and under would ask Santa. So he's certainly not going to get into topics beyond the holidays and the North Pole and Christmas time and his favorites. So that,
yeah, and don't be asking him who he's going to vote for, okay? So we'll keep it very appropriate, very peaceful here. We won't enter into anything that's political. We're just going to enjoy the season. So, again, walk us through this, how this works. You say you go out, so you've got the app on your cell phone, right?
So it's not even an app. You just have your phone and you open your browser, so you don't have to download anything. Just open your browser on your smartphone and type in AskSanta.app, and the site will come up. And you point your phone at the sky, and then that sky is going to turn a bit magical and mystical. And then you tap the bell and beam Santa down to you where you can ask him questions. He'll be right in front of you. And using the technology of AI, Santa's going to be able to answer the questions that the kids have for him.
So Santa appears like a hologram, I guess, right in front of us. Is that what we're saying?
I would describe it as a hologram, but he's definitely a digital Santa. It's not going to be the real Santa right there because he's really busy this season. It's a digital Santa that he has, you know, worked with the developers at Niantic to make sure that he can answer your kids' questions this holiday season.
How cool is this? This is amazing. I love this. Do you realize how many people are going to be pointing their phones to the sky as a result of this? And you can do this anytime, not just at night. You can do this 24/7, right?
Yep, any time, day or night, that you can beam Santa down and ask him those questions during the holiday season.
Well, there it is. I mean, we're talking with Jessica Turner, the author and lifestyle blogger, and what a great idea. So, again, the website that they go, you don't need to download a special app. You just go to your browser and you just say, Ask Santa. Is that the website you go to?
Yep, AskSanta.app, A-P-P, AskSanta.app, right there in your smartphone browser, and just be sure you're outside, and you'll be able to point your phone at the sky and get to interact with Santa. It doesn't work inside. You do have to be outside, but I think that adds extra magic to the season to be outside when you're chatting with Santa.
Oh, can't wait to do this. The grandkids are going to go nuts, I'm telling you.
They sure are.
Yeah, exactly. So what are the other ways families can use their phones to get outside?
Well, you know, a lot of kids ask for pets during the holidays, and so a way to kind of test drive a pet without the mess of one is to check out the app Paradot, and that's going to let you have a virtual pet where you can walk it and feed it and have it be right alongside you while you're outside. So that's a really fun one. Another great one is Pikmin Bloom, and that one you're going to have a little Pikmin squad that you're going to grow from seedlings, and again, those little creatures are going to be with you as you experience the outdoors. So those are two other fun experiences you can have with your kids outside.
Okay, again, you said it was Paradog, is that what you said?
Paradot.
Oh, okay, spell that for me.
P-E-R-I-D-O-T. So it's really cool, but definitely start out with AskSanta.app, and I think you guys are just going to have a great time this holiday season.
This is so cool. Well, I thought the other way you could get, the family outside with the phones is you just start, playing, like an Easter egg hunt. Just take everybody's cell phone and plant it outside, and then they can go looking for their cell phones. Because, if you want to freak anybody out, just, take over their cell phone, right, especially the kids.
That is very funny. Yep, I think this is a great way to positively use your cell phones and create memories at the same time.
Wow, very cool. So don't forget, AskSanta.app, and then you also got Paradot, right, you said?
That's right.
Correct. And then you said Pikmin Bloom is the other one?
That's right. That's right, yeah. So three great opportunities to have fun with your smartphones this holiday season.
Wow, Jessica, you're just full of all kinds of great ideas for us to get outside and, take a break. That is a nice excuse to get outside and enjoy the holidays and bring the outdoors into the experience. Jessica is a Nashville-based lifestyle blogger and author. And Jessica, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
AskSanta.app on your smartphone browser. Have a happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Jessica. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
New federal data confirms that illegal, disposable, flavored e-cigarettes drive youth vaping. Here's former Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kerlikowski.
The latest data shows that Chinese-made illegal, disposable vapes marketed in youth-enticing flavors are pouring into our country. The DEA has warned that these illegal products can be laced with fentanyl. The FDA must increase enforcement action.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select Program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for quality. qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/gift guides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This week's theme on Great American Pure Flix movies is Celebrate Christmas Miracles. That's goes on through the 17th of this month. And actually, wrapping up this week, I should say, is Celebrate Christmas Wishes. While it's better to give than to receive, we all have wishes at Christmas time. Great American Pure Flix has the movies that are going to touch your heart's desire. And speaking of Great American Pure Flix, we've got their special promotion and we're giving away 6 month absolutely free subscription. So this means you can binge to your heart content with all these great Christmas movies. You know, Pure Flix has become known for their Christmas movies, and it is nonstop fun. It's nonstop, sense of Christmas and all the fun movies and everything like that. And they do such a great job with all their family movies. So, check it out. And also send me an email. Drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It comes to me direct. bill@billmartinezlive.com, and in the subject, make sure in the subject line you put I'm a winner. That way I know that you're participating in this campaign, and if we pull your name out of the hopper, you will be entitled, and I will be sending you a 6 month free subscription. Take you all the way past Easter. How good is that? And all the great movies from Great American Pure Flix will continue to roll on. Adam Holtz is with us. Speaking of movies, focused on the family's Plugged In director, PluggedIn.com. Adam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm like you. I'm like, sneaking up on Christmas. I just cannot believe it. And even though this is a longer season because Thanksgiving came so early this year, but still, it's just it's a weird feeling. Of course, I'm here in Florida, and Florida's strange, for Christmas, because especially where I'm at in kind of southern Florida. Is there's no snow here. There's no you got to watch TV to see some snow and to get the there's just something, I guess, Christmas and snow go together. And
that's right.
And somehow if you don't have snow, it's just not quite you know, quite Christmas. So I'm not quite in the total mood. So that's why I say I'm kind of sneaking up on it. But you got Pike's Peak there that you look out and you know, and what a wonderful, you know, picture that is.
It is, and it is supposed to snow today quite a bit. It's been unseasonably warm here. It's been, I think it was close to 65 yesterday. So, I mean, it does not feel like, doesn't feel like Christmas, but maybe we will make up for it this weekend. And meanwhile, you know, I'll send you some tinsel and you can go out and drape.
Well, do that, you know. You know, you guys are messing up COP28, you know, or maybe somehow you're justifying what's going on with all the climate alarmists going, something's right. off in Colorado, you know.
Well,
it's got to be that climate. It's got to be that climate thing, you know.
I'm not going to weigh in on the climate thing other than to say I actually, 65 in December is okay for me.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
But I'll stop before I get in trouble.
Well, that's okay. You know, I kind of settled it in my mind a long time ago. You know, the Word of God's real clear that, you know, God designed this, says nothing will change. He's in full control. And, and I mean full control, like F-U-L-L. It's the others that are in full control, which is F-O-O-L. And it's hysterical, you know. And I sit there and go, you know, and again, the Word of God says that man makes his plans and God laughs. And I'm sure he's just having, you know, just a belly breaker over some of this craziness about what people are getting into. And, of course, they started I don't mean to drag you into some of this political stuff, but I thought it was quite humorous, is that they start the COP28 deal, right? And the guy who is in charge in the U.N., he's in charge a week before, he says, this is a bunch of bunk in so many words, right? And he's in, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you're talking about climate change, you're saying fossil fuels is a big problem, and you're going to the, you know, almost to the headquarters of fossil fuels, and you want to, you know, badmouth the product that's brought them to the dance, that's made them all this money, and, you know, and they're not following, you know, they're not following the science here. And to hear John Kerry and Al Gore, it's like, it's obvious. Well, help me understand, if it's that obvious, am I that much of a dunce that I don't understand the obvious when, you know, you've got scientists. See, I have a tendency to believe the scientists who are not bought and sold and paid for by the U.S. government that are influencing the narrative, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, these poor scientists, you know, they're trying to grind out a living like the rest of us, dealing with inflation and whatever. And you got an option. You go, okay, well, I can be objective, but, you know, I'm not going to get any grants here. They're not going to give me any grant money. And so if I want grant money, I better tell them what they want to hear, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And let me just pivot a half turn from this conversation. At Plugged In, where I work, we talk a lot about media discernment. And mostly we're talking about entertainment media, right? We want to help your family know what's happening, not only in terms of just content, but that bigger picture of worldview. But my kids are 13, 15, and 17. You know, they, as kids today are getting their news from friends, from social media, from that sort of thing. And I think even as we as parents try to help our kids think critically and biblically about entertainment, we might need to be spending as much or even more time teaching them media discernment in terms of the actual news media. And so,
well, it applies.
Well,
it applies right the same idea, the same elements. You're exactly right. They transcend. And so what you can apply to entertainment and the media, or you know, what you apply to entertainment and movies and that sort of thing, take that same structure, because it's going to either add or take away from those values that you hold to for entertainment, right?
Well, that's right. And with my son, I'm trying to train him, and my daughters to a lesser extent, they're less interested in the news than he is, so I'm talking about him. I try to get him to ask some basic questions. What is the source of this information? Does it seem like a credible source? Does this seem like, just forget what the headline says, is this even believable? Like, what is your common sense response to this? And then we dig into, you know, what's backing up what somebody is saying? Can you verify it? Like, just some basic don't just swallow the headlines and swallow the news feeds as this is gospel, but
right.
How can you think critically about this? And then we dig a little deeper. It's like, well, what's the narrative here? How can we identify the words that a journalist is using to see where their bias is creeping in?
Exactly.
And I have actually trained my kids to look at adjectives. You know where
I was going to say. I was going to say exactly.
Adjectives.
That's what you're looking at. Right.
Adjectives.
Exactly.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's where you can color, where you can try to nudge something in a particular direction. Because adjectives are flowery, emotional words, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And good writing knows how. You know, as a writer, I know how to use adjectives, but I also know when I use adjectives to make my point. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if somebody is writing an opinion piece, great, knock yourself out. You know,
right.
use the best writing you can. But if somebody is representing a story as objectively as the news, but it's full of all of these adjectives that give away what their bias is. And so I'm trying to teach my kids that bias lives in those adjectives.
Oh, yeah.
You can notice it. And once you start looking at it that way, you can spot it a mile away.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, when you and I were growing up, we didn't, you know, it wasn't that impactful. But now it's like everything is so loaded with these biased adjectives. I mean, and you know right away when it clashes with your own biblical worldview, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It's screech, you know, and you...
Right.
You know, the hair on your back just stands up. You know, that's what it's become. So, you know, hopefully for all our kids, they will begin to see this. It's just like all the issue that's happening on these campuses. I mean,
yep.
Here you've got three presidents of these top universities in front of Congress. They can't answer a question about...
You know what, though? You're totally right. I'm interrupting you, but the story about the University of Penn and, you know, the donor pulling $100 million... Mm. It's about to get real, really quick, right? You
yes.
know, in the entertainment world, they say, get woke, go broke. And these universities are about to find out what that feels like, too.
Exactly. And the thing is that my point in all this is that it's about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what's, do you kind of see, I mean, you got all these kids, you know, running the street, from the river to the sea. And it's like, they don't even know what that means, but it sounds good. Right?
Right.
And so they're spouting off this, you know, this little slogan, bumper sticker slogan, and they have no depth of understanding of what it means. And then what's really rich is when you have these gay people who are out there going, from the river to the sea, is going, do you realize, you know, that...
They don't want you anywhere near the river or the sea.
Yeah, right. You'd last about 2 seconds. You know, they would just, what they would do is just send you off the wall to see how far they could chuck you. They have gay chucking games over there, you know. That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, my dad always taught me, follow the money, because the money tells the truth if you can track
it. Doesn't it?
You know?
I mean, and you think of where this country is right now, we have become so corrupt. Because of the money. That has become our God. That's the exchange, Romans says. You know, the truth for the lie. We've bought into the lie of gold, and we've pursued money at the expense of our families, our marriages, our own happiness. And I don't know how much worse it has to get should Jesus tarry. Hopefully before then, Adam, is that we would realize what we're doing to ourselves and to our families and to our communities. And the answer is that if we would turn from our wicked ways, right?
Amen, brother. Can't say it any better than that.
There it is. Hey, you're awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate all the great work Plugged In is doing for us on behalf of all our families. Check it out, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, thank you, sir.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation.
operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a